All right. Well, let me. I just got to untangle my headset cord so I can plug it in, so you don't hear the echo from my speakers. So is the audio okay? Fantastic. So you'll advance the slides for me?
I sure will.
Okay, great. So, I'm ready to go.
Okay.
Hello, everyone. Hello, Wellington.
So we've got Walter Bender on Skype now. So Walter is a technologist and researcher and the founder of Sugar Labs. He's currently on leave from MIT's Media Lab to continue doing sugar development, which is the interface for the XO, the OLPC laptop, and a growing choice for education community and children worldwide. So please welcome Walter.
Well, thank you. I was last year in Hobart in person, and I had a chance to present to LCA a presentation about turtle art, about sugar. And I used a presentation tool inside of Sugar called Turtle Art. And unfortunately, because I'm doing this remotely, I'm stuck with OpenOffice. Not that there's anything wrong with OpenOffice, but it's sort of fun to write your own tools as well for doing these kinds of things. But anyway, I'd like to jump right in. And my talk is actually going to be in two parts. The first part is going to be more about sort of tell, and the second part is going to be show. So hopefully we'll get a little bit of hands-on, or you'll, after the fact, get a little hands-on with sugar after the show part. But if we can have the next slide, please. Okay, so part one, what I want to do is I want to give you the briefest introduction to sugar. And I know that there's a lot of different talks today about one laptop per child and Sugar, the user interface used in the one laptop per child project. And you can read a lot more about it. You can try it. So I don't want to go into too much detail. What I want to do is I want to motivate you a little bit as to why you should bother to try it, why you should care. And then what are some of the things you could actually do? So next slide, please. So yep, that's the one. Great. So you see at the top of the slide a figure that shows you the Sugar home screen, and that's what children see when they're using the Sugar interface. And again, as getting beat to death, the idea that Sugar is part of this effort to give children great tools to learn with around the world, that's what we're doing. That's what's motivating us. We think that learning is a fundamental challenge and problem and opportunity for the world, and so giving children great tools for learning, that's why we are doing all this. And Sugar is a particular approach to this problem. What we're trying to do is use free software in order not just to give them access to knowledge, but also to encourage them to appropriate knowledge, put it to use, because we think that learning is not just access to ideas. Learning is putting ideas into motion. You learn through doing, and if we want more learning, we want more doing. So we use free software as a way to encourage children, teachers, encourage everyone to be lifelong learners, to be always learning by doing, looking under the hood, getting their hands dirty, and making things happen. Next slide, please. So specifically, Sugar is really about critical thinking. It's about engaging children in, like, again, not just having access to ideas, but thinking deeply about those ideas. And the way we do that, the way we encourage children to go beyond just instruction, beyond just being told about things, is to give them an environment that encourages them to explore, an environment that has a very low floor. It's easy to get started, but there are many mountains to climb. Just like all around you in New Zealand, there are these beautiful mountains to climb. We give those opportunities to children in every discipline and every area, whether it's our ebook reader or our programming tools or our word processor, our multimedia tools. In every single case, we want the children to go from being beginners to being real pros, real professionals in terms of how they utilize the tools. And again, free software is critical to this because if they're given artificial limits, if they're given toy tools for children, they're never going to grow. If they're given the real deal and an on-ramp to real software and real tools, they have an opportunity to grow. Next slide, please. So what I want you to do is I want you to try sugar. And sugar is freely available, it's easy to use, and it's actually easy to try because we have a live USB image of sugar. So you can download sugar onto a USB key, as shown here, and run it on any computer. So you just boot your computer off of USB instead of off the internal hard disk. The whole sugar experience, the operating system, all your files, everything is on the USB key. You won't do any damage to your computer. Everything is isolated in that sense. And the nice thing about the live USB, if we can have the next slide, please, is that it'll let you run sugar anywhere, on old computers, on new computers. You see in front of this image a few old PC computers, variety of different netbook computers in the back of the slide, but also sugar will run on the old computers that are gathering dust in the computer lab at a school. They'll run on the old computers that are in the library. They'll run on the computers at the internet cafe. They'll run on the computers at grandmother's house. So the idea is that suddenly we have these great learning tools that are available to sort of breathe new life into old hardware, and that's an opportunity. Next slide, please. So we have a community, and members of that community are gathered in Wellington today. And again, I wish I was there with you drinking some nice coffee. But if you go to our website, you'll find our IRC channels. You'll find our wiki. You'll find our Git repository. Come join Sugar. Come explore. You can come as a developer. You can come as a teacher. You can come as a user. You can come as someone who's interested in curriculum development. You can come as somebody who's interested in documentation, or just somebody who's interested in exploring. Next, please. And now, the other thing I'd like, particularly with this audience, is to get some of you to be Sugar contributors. And we have Sugar, the core learning platform, and on top of Sugar, we have hundreds of activities or applications you run inside of Sugar. And what I'd like to do is sort of entice you to either modify an existing application or write your own. And it's really easy. It's a lot of fun. Actually, I'm somewhat addicted to it now. I'm maintaining way too many programs, and I'm spending much too much of my time hacking Python because it's so damn fun, and I keep on learning every time I do it. I want that fun to share it, let you get infected as well. So what I want to do is switch to part two of my talk and walk you through a sugar activity and show you how we can modify a sugar activity. And so that my motivation, again, is to sort of entice you, say, hey, this is actually pretty easy, and maybe you'll jump in and try it and have the fun and experience and be able to do something that's going to touch the lives of millions of children at the same time. Okay, next slide, please. Okay, so part two is what I'm going to do really quickly is I'm going to show you, I'm not going to actually demo this, you can download it and try it yourself, but I'm going to show you the insides underneath the hood of a Sugar Activity. This is one I wrote relatively recently with my in my freshman seminar, my first year students this year. It's a game. It's a game that involves some sort of mathematical thinking. In fact, sort of involves the thinking around algebra and sets and groups. And what we're going to do is I'm going to show you a little bit under the hood how this game works, and then we're going to modify it. So I don't know if any of you have ever played, there's a game called Set. This game on the computer is similar to the Set game, only it's got a few additional twists that I think make it a little bit more interesting. The basic idea is you have these cards that are shown on the playing surface, and you have to choose three cards that constitute a set. And in this particular case, you'll see the set on the left that was chosen, which is it's the reason why it's a set is it's three different shapes, three different colors, the same number of shapes on each card. So everything has to either be the same or different in order to make a set. You can't have two of the same and one different. Again, very similar to the card game Set, only again, you're going to see there are a few twists. So if we can have the next slide, please. The next slide shows you, it should be called the number game. And the number game is a variant of the pattern matching game, only this time the patterns aren't based on shape, but they're based on a mathematical concept. In this particular case, the concept is prime factors. So you have cards that have 1 times 5, 2 times 5, and 3 times 5 represented as the prime factors. Only the representation itself varies. Sometimes you see the factor written out, so you see 3 times 5, 2 times 5, and 1 times 5 in a green, blue, and orange card on the screen. But you'll also see it as hash marks, so you'll see 5 as groups of 1, 2, or 3 as hashes, and you'll see the number itself written out. So the idea is, again, now on the left we've got a set because we've got 5 as a hash, which is 1 times 5. We have 2 times 5, 10, represented as the number 10, and then we have 3 times 5 represented as the problem. So same kind of idea you find in sets, but using math. Now we're going to look under the hood and see how this is done. So every Sugar Activity, there's a button in Sugar called View Source, similar to the button in your browser called View Source. You have access, direct access to the source code of every Sugar Activity. And again, most Sugar Activity is written in Python. So those of you who know a little Python, this is going to look fairly familiar, at least the format. And you can see the license in this case is GPL. But we use a variety of free software licenses with Sugar. So if we can have the next slide, please. So there are a bunch of files. And let me just, run through and tell you what's in these files. There's a file that defines an individual card. There's a file that generates the SVG that's put on those cards. There's a little sprite library that draws images on the screen. There's a file that defines a deck of playing cards. There's a file that defines the playing surface. Another file that defines the game logic. And then there's a file called Visual Match that is the interface to Sugar. That's sort of the Sugar glue that goes around your logic, around your activity. We have the next slide, please. So in those, again, those of you familiar with Python and Python classes, there's basically one or two classes inside of each of these files. And those classes define the different methods that we use to make this stuff happen. Again, you can see a few of the files have multiple classes, but they're all basically fairly straightforward in terms of the logical concept you'd use to put together a game with cards and the things. The very bottom, the visual match classes, one of them is the method that you inherit from Sugar for making a Sugar Activity, and this thing called ChatTube is the thing that allows you to run your Sugar Activity over the net in a collaborative way. So when we play this game, we can play it with multiple people because we set up a chat tube that people chat through and play together through. Next slide, please. So I want to look a little bit deeper still, we'll drill down and look at one of these Python libraries. Deck.py has essentially, it's got a few more, but I'm just highlighting four methods. Again, the sort of thing you'd expect. You initialize the deck of cards, and then you have a method for shuffling cards. You have a method for dealing the next card, and you have a method for clearing how many cards are left in the deck. Pretty straightforward stuff. Next. So now what I want to do is I want to change the game. And so I'm interested in mathematics in different cultures, and in this particular case, actually what I should have done is I should have looked into the indigenous mathematics of New Zealand, but not being very clever, I used Mayan instead. And so this is the Mayan alphabet. I read up on it in the Wikipedia, and it's a fairly simple, but it's actually quite interesting because it's not base 10, it's base 20. So they use a counting system that's based on 20, not 10. They also have a zero, which is not something that was invented in every culture. Only a few cultures invented zero, and it's pretty cool the Mayans did. And so basically what you do is you have these, they don't write their numbers horizontally, they write their numbers vertically. And you have dots for 1 through 4, then you have a bar for 5. You add more dots up the screen as you go. And you can see you can count from 0 up to 19. And then what a 20 is a 20 is another dot that's above the other ones. So what I want to do now is I want to change the number game. So instead of using the representation, say, 3 times 5 to be 15, I want to use the Mayan 15 instead. So what we're going to do is we're going to modify the SVG generator to know about how to render SVG for Mayan. So if we can have the next slide, please. Now this is looks like a lot of code, but it's actually pretty simple and pretty repetitive code. Not particularly elegant, but this is just a code for generating those little bars and dots to render Mayan. And since the game uses products of 5, 7, 11, and 3 and 5, I mean 3, 2, and 1, I needed 5, 7, 11, 10, 14, 21, 15, 22, and 33 in Mayan. And so that's basically, that's the code. So I define a new method called number Mayan, where I pass it a number and a stroke color, and it renders the SVG to make that happen. I also had to design an icon for Mayan, and you see that on the lower right of the slide. And if we can have the next slide. Here is Mayan. Now we're playing the game using Mayan. And you can see the set that I have on the left is one times a 5, 2 times a 7, which is Mayan 14, and then 3 times 11, 33 in hash marks. And you can see the Mayan for 33, only there's a mistake. It's not 33, that's 31 in the middle of the screen there. And you see the Mayan for 7 in the upper right. So basically, all I did was I wrote an SVG generator for the representation I wanted. I dropped the icon into the activity, and there we've got it. That's really all you have to do to modify the game to add something. So I'm going to challenge all of you to have a representation of the Maori indigenous mathematics that you add to this game by the end of the conference. And I'll be online in the IRC to help if anybody's got questions. But make it happen. I think it'd be a cool thing to do while you're enjoying Wellington. And next slide, please. It's just my email. And with that, I want to say thank you. Happy hacking. Enjoy the rest of the morning and the rest of the conference. Thank you. It's easy. Try it. Do it.
Did anyone have any questions for Walter? Stunned silence.
Okay. Well, they're all thinking about how they're going to hack this code. So download Sugar on a Stick and get hacking. All right, Tabitha, thank you so much, and I'm sorry again that I couldn't be there live, but I know you guys are having a great time, and make lots of things happen. Bye-bye.